Hi guys, welcome to The Pulse. As you know, every week we're talking to interesting people, hearing their stories. I'm excited to keep doing this. My background in radio means I get to keep interacting with people. And today, he's a Philly guy. We know you've heard his music. He's a rapper, but I feel like that limits you, you know, when I define Freeway just that way. He is here with us. Thank you for coming in, man.
Anytime, bro, man. You know, you all, every time interacting on Instagram with you, and when I see you in person, you always show me love. So when you reached out, definitely had to come through.
I appreciate that. Appreciate you doing that. You know, we got a lot of things to talk about.
Yes, sir.
That's a watch.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
I mean, I know we're supposed to get into serious discussions and hear about your background.
I probably had this for like 6 or 7 years.
Yeah?
One of my old pieces.
Okay. I'm going to get me one of those when I grow up. I'm going to get a little something like that. So we just talk here. Just talk about what's going on, interact. A lot of people know, but let's start moving backwards. Mm-hmm. Why Freeway?
Oh, man. You know, from being on the freeway, you know, from driving a lot. And, right. You know, I came across the story from Freeway Ricky Ross, you know, the ex-drug dealer, you know, that did a lot for his community and was real active in the streets. And at the time, I was active in the streets, you know, so I felt like it would be a perfect name for me, perfect rap name, and I chose it. And we rocking with it to this day.
And success with it.
Most definitely.
It's interesting just kind of starting there, because you talked about his background in the community, of the community. Mm-hmm. And in a lot of ways, that has kind of been you. Like, you have your hip-hop career and your success. Were you always a community guy, or is that later in life?
Shout out to Freeway Ricky Ross. He happens to be a good friend of mine, too.
Good.
And I always felt the importance to, you know, be I'm a part of the community. I come from the community. My music is driven from everything that I've been through, things that I've seen, things that I've been around, and that's my community, and that's my hood. And, like, in my early part of my life, I was in the streets heavy. You know, I was, you know, doing the things that everybody from my neighborhood that was around my age was doing at the time, and that's, you know, being in the streets heavy. And being as though I was able to gain success and do some positive things, I felt as though it was important to get back to the community as much as I can, because at one point I was taken from the community, you know, so.
Yeah. When do you come to that realization? I think all of us at some point as we grow transition into different periods. When was it for you? Because success has been around for a while.
Yeah. I mean, I've been Muslim. I probably took my Shahada when I was like 12 or 13. You know, when it's a huge part of my life, you know, so I always try to do more good than bad, you know, so soon as I was like able to think about it and focus on it, it was a priority to me, you know. Okay. And we've been carrying it like that ever since, you know. Whenever I could give back, I try my best to do it.
So we talked about where Freeway came from, your career. I was reading up, and I told you, now songs are stuck in my head, man. Mm-hmm. They're going to be there for a minute. Hopefully, we can go ahead and play them so people can hear them. You became the rapper, or people started discovering the rapper in high school battles.
Yeah, I mean, I rap my whole, when they ask you what you want to be in school, it was two things that I wanted to be. I wanted to be a rapper, and I wanted to be an airline pilot. And now that I'm a rapper, I fly as much as an airline pilot. So I feel like I killed two birds with one stone, and I want to take some lessons eventually before it's all over with. But, you know, it was something that I wanted to do all my life. And once I started seeing people be successful at it, that I can actually touch and actually see, like, the roots, like Eve, like my brother Beanie Siegel, you know, like Major Figures, Most Wanted. Like, you know, when I seen people around me have success with it, it just motivated me more. I'm like, oh, if they can do it, I know I can do it. And I just kept that mentality. And, you know, by the grace of God, we made it happen.
That was young, though. So even seeing them at a young age, you knew.
Yeah, that was probably like 18, 19, like around, you know, around those years. I've been rapping since I was like 9 or 10. Like, I remember I went to Sarah Middle School, and they had a Pregnancy Is Not For Me rap contest. and I won it. I still remember my rap. I was like, pregnancy is not for me. And for y'all that don't know, my name is Lessa Lee. I like to kick a little rap for the he and the she. And before you had sex, use your mind as a key. Like, I killed that joint. And shout out to Stanley T. He was like the main radio disc jockey at Power 99 at the time. You know, and he took a liking to me. You know, he had me in the studio, was taking me back and forth to New York. And, you know, that was early. I was like 12, 13. You know, I got demos from back then. I always wanted to be a rapper. I always was working, always was recording, you know. So when I did get the opportunity to get on, I was already seasoned because it was something that I really wanted to do.
It sounds like, and you mentioned Stanley T, and man, I'm aging ourselves because I remember that going back then and growing up in radio. You also mentioned Beanie Siegel.
Yes, sir.
You mentioned other folks who, people helped you.
Yeah, definitely.
You
know,
they reached out and grabbed you. Is that part of what has inspired you to continue doing it as your career continues
on? Yeah, most definitely, man. You know, people show me a lot of love, like Task Force, Nine Brigade right now. I was a young artist. And we used to work with the same producer. His name was Destro. So I used to be around him, and they was doing like a lot of shows, and you know, they really embraced me. So like I said, being around that and seeing it firsthand, when I got my opportunity, I was already seasoned, already knew what to do, you know? So, and being from Philly, not even just the people I named, but it was just like a bunch of rappers just from my hood, from different hoods. We was just all coming together, battle rap and, you know, do different things. And I feel like each individual is a different part of what made me so dope. You know, just being around so many dope MCs, you know, everybody might not get the opportunity to reach the success that I did, but I feel like everybody that was around me played a part in me reaching that success.
Do you still love it? I mean, you go back, and I had, you know, What We Do Is Wrong coming down the steps, and I'm still stuck in my head, but you got new stuff that's out.
I'm working on a new project right now. I'm working on a few projects. The project that we're getting ready to release is Stimulus Package 2. It's me and Jake One. We dropped Stimulus Package 1 actually yesterday, 12 years ago. Oh, you know, man. So the music is incredible. If I played you one song, you would have the answer. Like, as soon as you hear the music, you could be able to tell that I still love it because of the passion that you hear in the music, you know, and the way I put it together, you gotta love it to do it like that.
So it hadn't changed at all from the high school guy or even before high school, mm-hmm. who loved doing it, to the success. The success didn't make you feel like I'm done or I've reached that plateau.
Nah, because I always, and like, I'm cool. Like I'm successful, you know, but I'm still not where I want to be. You know, it's still a lot of things that I want to accomplish, and it's still a lot of mountains for me to climb. So, you know, I feel like I'm blessed and I'm successful, but I still got a lot of work to do. So that helps. And the fact that I love it, and I'm a reality rapper. I rap about things that I see, things that I go through in life, you know, in general, motivates me to make music.
I'm going to show you that I've been doing my research and stuff so I can come in prepared. Going back, you did A Month of Madness.
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah.
All right, so you were what, releasing something new every day?
I'm going to paint the whole picture for you. So Rockefeller broke up. I just was on top of the world, you know. I just was running with, you know, the best label ever. You know, I never thought it would end. Like, being in the midst of it, you never think it's going to end. We got a call one day, it was over. So it took me a little minute to get myself together, but once I got focused, I said, okay, I'm already famous. They already did the hard work for me. I'm already a household name. So what I did was go back to what got me there in the first place, and that's hard work. I was dropping mixtapes. I was doing independent projects. I did The Month of Madness, where every day I dropped a record for 31 days. And on the 31st day, I dropped 2 records, you know, just to show them that I'm not playing. It's not a game, you know. And those are some of the things that got me here today. This is just hard work and, you know, being consistent.
I'm wondering if the game has changed. And you seemingly have so much respect for people in the industry that I don't want to knock anybody, but you don't see that. You don't see that kind of out there grinding, I'm going to do it myself. You know, it's not all of this, all the other things that go into it.
Yeah.
Has the game changed like that?
The game definitely changed, you know, without a doubt. You know, when I first got on, you had to actually get in a van, go from city to city, like talk to the radio DJs, take them to lunch, you know, interact with the people, you know, go to the malls and shake hands, kiss babies. You know, now at the press of a button, you could reach, and it's a gift and a curse because you could reach way more people. You know, you could, we could record a record right now and press a button and it could reach the whole world. And, you know, that's a blessing, but it's definitely changed because people don't work as hard as they used to as far as reaching the fans and connecting with the people.
I wonder, and I think about that from a social media standpoint, like in our business, as you said, it's a blessing and a curse because you can reach a whole bunch of people, but you don't necessarily have to have anything to say. You don't necessarily have to be somebody who is actually bringing it. Like, you just managed to build a following.
Exactly.
Now, is that frustrating to somebody who's done the work?
I mean, it can get frustrating if you're not focused. Like, you know, I ain't gonna sit up here in front like, you know, it's been times through the years where I've been frustrated with music and, you know, the way that it's changing and like the little shifts that was going on. But, you know, I shake it off. And the thing that keeps me going and the thing that keeps me focused is being the best freeway, doing the best at what I do. You know what I'm saying? And it's people that love me for it. And if I'm doing the best at what I do at the highest level, you don't got no choice but to love it.
At some point, and you're still, you know, new stuff coming out, as you just said, and that's been pretty consistent since the high school battles.
Mm-hmm.
But at some point, that guy who's connected to the community, who wants to do things for the community, started, at least it appears, and, you know, I'm not that actively involved in your life, but it appears from a distance that that person kind of took on the concerns of trying to heal the community. You're out there dealing with anti-violence marches. Yeah. You know, doing that type of thing. Mm-hmm. Why is that such an important part?
I mean, that's always been a part of me, you know, and I think it has a lot to do with, you know, my background being Muslim and, you know, just wanting to treat people how you want to be treated, you know, caring about your brother, caring about your community. But the major shift happened in September 2015. I was diagnosed with kidney failure.
Yeah.
You know, so once I was diagnosed with kidney failure, I said to myself, I'm running around the world feeling like I'm invincible, feeling like nothing can happen to me, and this happened to me, you know? So I'm an artist who people believe, and I'm just going to, instead of hiding it from them, I'm just going to, and shout out to Mark Byers and Sherman Byers, you know, they aided me, you know, with the decision, and they aided me the whole time throughout, you know, going through the dialysis process. And we came to the conclusion that it's important for me to share my story, and that's what I did, you know? I'm the celebrity ambassador for the National Kidney Foundation. I work with Gift of Life. You know, we have our own foundation, Freedom Thinkers, Inc. And, you know, we're just trying our best to spread awareness and, you know, educate the community. I was running around with three of the leading risk factors for kidney failure. I had an uncle that had kidney failure, got a transplant, and is back in kidney failure. I had a cousin, my first cousin, Shandia, she died from kidney issues and left her kids behind because she wasn't taking care of herself and wasn't, you know, taking the proper steps to take care of herself and making the right choices. So I have these examples in my family, and I was running around with three risk factors for kidney failure, and I still was unaware that it could happen to me. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like it's important for me to at least let the people know so they know what they're dealing with, so they know what they're working with, so they could try to make the right choices.
I think the last time you came on with us, it was on Good Day. Philadelphia,
yeah.
At least with me.
Mm-hmm.
And you were kind of in the midst of that.
Yeah.
And I think people know you're the ambassador, but I don't know, people know, like, it got bad for you. Like, you were on the list needing a transplant.
Yeah, definitely. Like, by the grace of God, I got a transplant. And I might still be on the list right now, but I opted to take a special procedure that they was doing. And at the time, shout out to the good doctors and the good people at Johns Hopkins. They were doing a research study where they were giving people kidneys from patients that had hepatitis C. Then they would cure the hepatitis C, and then you have a new kidney. You know, so they told me the risks. They told me the benefits. I agreed to do it. I did it, and it worked fabulous. It worked tremendous. So a person that has hepatitis C walks around with millions of units of hepatitis C in their blood. So right before I got the transplant, they gave me the first dose of medicine. I had to take a medicine for 8 weeks and called Maverick. And they gave me the first dose of the medicine before I got the procedure done. So after I got the procedure done, of course, I had hepatitis C. but I only had 27 units of hepatitis C in my system versus millions of units that people walk around with. So I was already in a win. Probably about the second time they tested me, it was at a number where you couldn't detect it. And then by the third time they tested me for it, it was completely gone. And, you know, we was working with a new kidney.
How do people respond? Like, you've been that community guy.
Mm-hmm.
But, and correct me if I'm wrong, being that vulnerable and sharing your stories and telling people that you needed help, that's not always something public people, period, but certainly hip-hop community goes out there and does.
Yeah, definitely.
How have people responded to you taking those stands?
I mean, people's been responding good. You'd be surprised. There's people, because, like, you can live on dialysis, like, you know, and it was people that's in the music business that I was dealing with that was on dialysis, and you'd be surprised. They pulled me to the side, like, yo, Free, don't tell nobody, but I'm so glad you shared your story because I'm going through the same thing. Like, I'd be up all night and I'm trying to hide it from everybody because I don't want nobody to think I'm weak or anything. But, you know, it's a lot of people dealing with it. And I was willing to be that person to, you know, put myself out there because I know that it's needed. You know, I don't feel ashamed at all. It's something that affects a lot of Americans. You know, it's something that affects people all around the world. You know, I had three of the leading risk factors, one being hypertension, another one being diabetes, and surprisingly, being African American is a risk factor. Just being born African American is a risk factor, you know. Yeah. So it's important that the people know that.
Yeah. Well, and we're the ones who need the message.
Yeah. Most definitely.
And so you have that platform to be able to reach out to people.
Definitely.
And people responded to you. Like, I saw people on social media. You've been open about the need for support.
Yeah.
How does it feel when I saw one, you know, you kind of posted where you're just like, I'm that guy who has to keep telling people I'm okay, but sometimes I'm not.
Yeah.
And people responded to that. Like, that had to feel good.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, but I feel like that's life in general, just being a black man. You know, just we deal with so much. We deal with things that people see, then we deal with things that people don't even see. You know, like struggles that we have within ourselves, you know, things that go on in our household. You know, we're dealing with a lot, you know, and it can get overwhelming and it can get frustrating. And when you're the person that everyone leans on, who are you going to lean on except for God, you know?
Yeah, we had Iyanla on the show, and I was telling you, we were talking about who helps the helpers.
Exactly.
And when you're that person who's always been in that in that role. And I feel like we got deep for a minute talking about those things.
Yeah, for sure.
So you got new stuff coming out. Tell us why people should get excited about the new stuff.
Oh, man, they should get excited about the new stuff that's coming out. It's because I'm pouring my heart into it. It's amazing. You know, I got the stimulus package 2 coming with Jake 1. You know, I got a project that I've been working on that's very amazing. Shout out to my brother PI and shout out to Certified. It's homegrown. You know, it's cooked up in Philadelphia by Philadelphians. And my man PI, shout out to him. He's from Jersey, but we adopted him. He's from Philly, you know. And that project is incredible. You know, I have my Freedom Thinkers Academy. We have the Freedom Thinkers Academy Music Division. We're working on a project with all the artists from Freedom Thinkers Academy. That's going to be incredible. So we working, we grinding. If you didn't get a chance to catch it, you know, I'm on a first episode of Bel Air. You know, I'm the coach. And it's only right because I coached the rap game anyway, so, you know. And doing that was amazing, you know, because I grew up watching Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, and to be able to be a part of the reboot, man, is amazing to me, man. It's a blessing.
We kind of glossed over the Freedom Thinkers Academy, and I don't want to do that.
Like, yeah,
we've
sure.
mentioned it a couple of times. So for people who don't know, what is it? How can people get involved with it?
Well, we have a website. It's www.freedomthinkers.academy. What Freedom Thinkers Academy is, it's music, it's health, it's education, and it's culture. It's everything that I'm dealing with. So you can go to the website, get information about my music, whatever new music that we got going, whatever tour stops that we're hitting. You can go to the website and get information about health. We are the culture. As far as education, we started some workforce development programs, and we just basically, the reason why I felt it was important for us to do that is I'm from Philly. I'm from the streets. I see what's going on. I still slide through the communities. I see what's going on. And I feel like the reason why a lot of these young folks is out here shooting everything up and, like, in the streets, selling drugs and, you know, doing all these things that they're doing because they're trying to get to a dollar and they don't have any other opportunities. So with these workforce development programs, you sign up for one of the programs, you go through the course, you get the workforce certification, we're going to help you get a job. You can go straight into the workforce and you can start earning a legitimate living for yourself so you can take care of your family. You don't got to watch your back. You don't got to worry about nobody trying to kill you. You don't got to worry about being in the streets, worrying about if the cops is going to pull up on you, because you're going to be living a legitimate life and it's a legitimate opportunity. So you get a chance, go to the website. It's www.freedomthinkers.academy. Right now we have medical billing and coding. We have pharmacy tech. We have a medical assistant. And we have a phlebotomy tech. So we have courses on all four of those things. And if you pass, you get the certification. We're going to aid you at getting a job.
The hip-hop community gets a lot of criticism for not doing that kind of stuff. Yeah. Is that just stuff that we don't know? Because I feel like a lot of people are doing the right thing or trying to do the right thing. This is certainly unique that you're doing it.
Yeah, you know, shout out to Dr. Catherine Smith. You know, she's a teacher that I was working with. And, you know, we came up with the idea together. I feel as though it's very needed and it's very important in the community. And if we could get these things together and offer them to the community, it would be amazing. So that's what we did.
We ask people social media. We let people offer up their questions for you also.
For sure.
I'm sure you get this one all the time. When people find out that you're going to be in the room with them, is how can I get down? How can they get to you? How can you hear their music?
You can go. Like, you know, Freedom Thinkers Academy is music, it's health, it's education, and it's culture. It's on the music side, we got some dope artists. You know, shout out my bro, Sunner 215. We got a crazy, crazy record called State of Emergency. We just got finished doing the tour. We're actually in the midst of a tour now. We're on a We Don't Love Them tour. We have a date tomorrow in Virginia. And then we have a date Saturday in Reading, Pennsylvania. So we're in the midst of a tour right now. And, you know, we are promoting the new music. We're moving around. We're looking for new dope artists, you know. So you got to reach out. Go to the website. If you got some music, you know, sign up to be a part of Freedom Thinkers Academy. Send your music. Let us check it out. You know, if it's dope, hey, maybe you might get a shot. But even more than the music, like, to be a part of Freedom Thinkers Academy, you got to be a good person. You got to want it. You got to want good for yourself. You got to want good for others. You know, you got to have a good heart, because if you don't have these things, I'm not even dealing with you, because I'm not trying to waste my time.
I want to make sure, because this is also a podcast, so people can find the specific dates of where you'll be.
And shout out my bro, Henny Kev. You know, y'all can also, you know, hit him up at info@freedomthinkers.academy too. You can send your music there and we definitely gonna check it out.
Who's your favorite doing it right now?
My favorite doing it right now? You talking about out of the new generation?
Whoever. I mean, it could be old school, whoever comes to mind for you.
As far as the new, well, new, not new, because he's been doing it probably for like 10 years, but the newer generation, I would say Drake. I would say he got it on Smash.
Really?
I feel like he make the right decisions. He make great music. You know, I feel like he really on top of his game right now.
I feel like people either love him or hate him.
Yeah.
Is that just the way it is with talent?
Yeah, you know, I happen to be one that love him, so, you know.
All right. You mentioned Bel Air.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell us what that was like, being there, filming that, you know, being involved in that. Is that your next step? Are you now actor freeway?
Oh, I've been doing acting for a minute. You know, yeah. I was in State Property too. Yeah. I had my own movie, What We Do. I was just in True to the Game 3 that premiered the end of the year last year, so y'all could check me out in that. I'm in Bel Air. I'm also in the new Adam Sandler movie, Hustle, that's coming out. So, you know, I dip and dab in acting as much as I can. You know, I feel like, and this is something that a lot of the young artists need to know, I feel like music is a perfect launch pad for you to get into anything else that you love or anything else that you want to do, you know, and that's what it's been for me. You know, it's always definitely a blessing to do other things and, you know, make a living off of it.
You gonna keep doing this forever? Iyanla said that she was called to a purpose, and so it doesn't matter how old she gets, it doesn't matter when people start calling her a veteran, this is her purpose.
Yeah, I'm gonna do it as long as I got the passion for it, you know. I've been through a rough past 5 years, you know. kidney failure. I was on dialysis from September 2015 to February 2019. My son passed away 2020. My daughter passed away 2021. You know, I've been through a lot, and you know, I'm still here. You know, I'm still moving with purpose, and I'm gonna do the music as long as I have a passion for it. But I know it's something great that I'm here for. You know what I'm saying? So we're gonna figure out what that is, and we're gonna keep it pushing.
It makes you double down, doesn't it? I lost my father, who was a very active part of my life about a year ago. Like I am here because
sorry
of
for
him,
your loss, bro.
And I'm sorry for yours, man. I appreciate that. But it does make you feel like your life has a different purpose.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, we're living for them.
First and foremost is, as a Muslim, and I'm not sure if you're familiar with the Islamic religion, but you know, when our loved ones pass away, we feel as though, well, we believe that when you pass away, you're in your grave, and you're in your grave until the day of judgment. So if you was a good person, you would have a nice, peaceful grave, and you know, you'd be waiting in peace until it's time for judgment. If you're a bad person, you're going to go through the torments of the grave, what is called in Islam. So as a Muslim and as a father, it's things that I can do to aid my children while they're in their grave, like, you know, like pray for them, you know, like donate things in their name, do charity in their names. And I have to be here to do that for my kids, because I know it's probably nobody else that's going to do it. You know what I'm saying? So
that's
purpose. That's enough purpose for me for the rest of my life, you know. So I'm driving just for that, you know, besides everything else that I got going on, you know. So
It's a solid transition, because we normally end all of our discussions and our shows with something that we call use your voice for good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we want all of these shows, and it's similar to how you're living.
Yeah.
We want all of these shows to have that. So if you're directing people, you know, I know that you got a couple foundations. I know that you had a birthday acknowledgement for your daughter to raise funds for that.
Definitely.
Is there something that you want people to support if they want to be supportive of you?
I mean, dig into Freedom Thinkers Academy. Like I said, again, the website is www.freedomthinkers.academy. Just go to the website, scroll through, check it out. You know, you see something you like, you got any questions, you know, reach out to the information and, you know, let's get it. Let's grow together, man. You know, I feel like it's very, very, very important to interact and touch the community. Like I said, these workforce development programs could be the difference between life and death. They could be the difference between being free or being in jail. Like, they're legitimate situations for these people to earn some income, man, you know, and I feel like it's needed, and we're doing it.
How do people get your stuff, man? They're all coming out now.
Yeah, my music is available anywhere. Music is available on all streaming platforms. Y'all can follow me on Instagram at Philly Freeway, on Twitter at Philly Freezer, and on Facebook, Philadelphia Freeway.
I've been wanting to ask since you sat down, you think I could grow in a beard diamond, man?
Oh yeah, that's another business venture that we got. You know, shout out to Cat Go Hard. You know, and this is the first Philadelphia diamond, beard diamond. You know, and we're about to matter of fact, shout out to James Harden. You know, we just got to the city. We getting ready to cook him up his own beard diamond. So
your business?
Yeah, it's my business, bro.
The beard diamond?
Yes, bro. What do you? Yeah, I mean, we businessmen out here.
I don't have any doubt that you're diamond guy, but I got to grow out a little bit before
definitely got grown out a little bit, you know. And then, you know, we got you covered.
I appreciate it. You get the last word, man. Anything we didn't touch on? Anything you want to leave the people with?
Man, listen, it's just important to stay true to yourself, be the person that you say you are, and we gotta love each other, man. Like, we all we got, man. You know, like I said, these past few years has been rough for me. Like, losing my kids, like, is a pain that I wouldn't wish on my worst enemy, man. And I'm just trying to do the best that I can do for them. I'm trying to do the best that I can do for me. And we're going to continue to give y'all that great music, that feeling music that y'all love. So we here.
You're not trying, man. You're doing it.
Thank you, bro.
I appreciate you coming in. We appreciate you spending some time on the Pulse.
Yeah,
one of the first in our new studio.
It's only right that I'm on the Pulse, because since my first album dropped, Philadelphia Freeway, and before that, I've been the Pulse of the city. So it's only right that I'm on here.
There ain't nothing else for me to say. Thank you for coming in, man.
Bro.
I appreciate you.
Yeah.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to this podcast edition of The Pulse with Bill Anderson. We appreciate you. We will be back again to do it again next week. Really enjoyed the opportunity to sit down with Freeway. And if you're ever interested in watching the television show, if you're in the Philadelphia area, you can watch on Fox 29. Nationally, you can watch on Fox Soul. And we'll be back with another podcast this time next week.